sense you found out for sure today you were going to play, but did you think as the week went on that you'd wind up playing the game?
No, I didn't. I didn't really know until, you know, pregame. You know, I think they worked Christian out, and you know, then they came to me and said, "Joe, you up?" So that's when I found out I was going to start.
Pick one.
Yeah, there's a lot of plays I would like to have back. You know, I have touched the field since, you know, August. I mean, that's no excuse, but you know, I feel like our team really came here expecting a victory, expecting a win. You know, Green Bay, they're a great team. You know, they're tough to beat at home. So, you know, it's a great learning experience. Hopefully we get the win, you know, for the veterans. It's hard to make the playoffs. So, you know, a very tough day.
You hadn't thrown a pass all year. The second half, toward the end, you started to connect with some receivers and get something going. Did it just take a long while to get into any kind of a rhythm and feel comfortable?
No, I started to adjust to the flow of the game. You know, later as the game was going on, you know, I really started to, you know, get the rhythm. So once you start building your rhythm, then you could really make some plays. So, no, it's just a learning experience. No, I'm glad it happened. So work out in the offseason, build on it until the next season.
Joe, you always prepare yourself as though you're going to start the game. But at what point during this week did you realize there was a realistic chance you might have to be out there?
I didn't know until today, basically. No, I got a couple snaps during the week, but I really didn't know until this morning. Well, not this morning, but before the game.
Tough to flip that switch, wake up, have breakfast, and then learn you're starting a playoff game?
It's not tough, you know, because you always prepare yourself as if, you know, you're going to start or you're going to play and things like that. But it's a big learning experience for me. You know, it's a tough game. Green Bay is a tough team. You know, so just go in the offseason, work harder, and come back ready to go next year.
How were the refs split in practice this week? I mean, were you taking the majority of them as he tried to rest his elbow, or what happened there?
Christian was mostly in. You know, he was in, then I jumped in. So, split majority. I mean, for the most part, I was just trying to stay focused. You know, trying to focus on as if I was going to start. So, I was just preparing myself in that way, and I didn't find out till before the game.
First eight plays were all running plays, either you or Adrian. You guys moved the ball pretty well down the field. Did the game plan change after that? Or did you sense that the philosophy changed after that?
We try to hit them with, you know, different plays, you know, try to switch it up a little bit. You know, the coach Musgrave, you know, had a good game plan. We just, you know, didn't execute on some plays, but no, just like I said, just learning experience, not only for the players but for the coaches. So we just try to this off season go work hard and bounce back.
Were you a momentum shifter on that first drive when you were ripping off Chuck's charges, have to settle for a field goal instead of getting that seven? Did that kind of change momentum a little bit?
I wouldn't say change momentum, because anytime you get points, you know, that's always a positive. I mean, you always want to score a touchdown, but whenever you get points, you know, that's always good too. It's better than no points. So, you know, it was a tough drive. Hopefully we could have had a little bit more drives like the first one, but, you know, it played a lot different.
How tough was it? You had a couple of handoffs in 30 years and a kneel down, but not having really played.
Just getting used to the speed of the game again, how many possessions did that take?
It took a couple of possessions. I'll say it did. It really did. You know, in practice, working scout team is a whole lot different than, you know, going live contact on game day. But that's part of our job. You know, you got to be next man up. That's part of our, you know, just like you guys. I mean, you retire or something, you're going to be next man up. So it's just something to learn from and, you know, just build on it.
Who informed you that you were going to start?
Was it Bill or who?
It was Coach Frazier. Coach Frazier came to me and told me I was going to be up, and, you know, I just had to get my mind right then.
Was that before the second time you came out and were throwing with Jerome in warm-ups? Or when did he actually inform you?
I think it was when I came in. No, I always go out early and throw with the guys, you know, if it be Jerome or the tight ends. But when I came in from that, I think with Christian, I think Christian came in and they worked him out then. It was then.
Did you talk to Christian at all prior to starting?
Yeah, I talked to Christian, you know, before the game and on the sideline when I came off the field. You know, we have a great relationship. I love working with Christian. You know, he's a great guy on and off the field. Now hopefully we still together next year. Just gonna try to, you know, do it again. Try to make the push for the playoffs next year.
With them thinking that maybe Christian could go throughout the week, do you think the game plan may have been a little more tailored for you if they would have known, say, Monday or Tuesday that he wasn't gonna be able to go?
I'm not sure. You know, you can't go back in the past, but I'm pretty sure they probably did some things different because me and Christian, we have a, you know, different talent access. So, you know, but can't go back in the past.
Were you surprised they got away from the read option after that first drive? You guys, it was pretty successful.
Yeah, I mean, that's the coach's decision. You know, my job is just to call the play and go execute it. You know, that's the coach's decision to call the plays. And, I mean, that's something I can't control. I mean, I can give my input, but, you know, I can't change the play at the line of scrimmage.
Do you wish you guys stayed with it?
I mean, it was successful. I mean, it was working. I wouldn't say it wasn't working, but no, that's Coach Musgrave's decision. And if he wanted to go another route, then I was all for it. But you know, just hopefully we could bounce back, learn from it. Just like I said, that's all you could do. Continue to next season.
Thanks.